Good afternoon. Like I said after the game yesterday, it was a good win, really good way to start the season. But it's one game, and there are many things that we have to improve on. Offensively, we have to be more consistent in running the ball, more consistent in our passing game. Defensively, we have to be more consistent in stopping the run. I think overall we did a nice job on defense, but there are things that we definitely need to improve on, and stopping the run more consistently is important. And then special teams wise, you know, we got to get our return game going, our punt return, kickoff return, just get guys understanding the intent of the return and working on that a little bit more to improve. So we've got a long way to go, but like I said after the game, it's a good start to the 14th season.
Bill, can you give us most up-to-date information on Clowney, please?
Right now, he underwent arthroscopic surgery this morning, and he'll probably be out for about 4 to 6 weeks.
Was that to repair meniscus?
I'm not a doctor, John, so I don't know. It was just something they went in there and tried to fix it, and seems like it went well, and he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Did he come down in between the plates?
He didn't say anything to me about that. It was just from looking at all the angles on film, he just came down awkwardly. You know, most of those types of injuries are non-contact. When you look back at those injuries, they seem to be non-contact. He just jumped in the air and came down a little awkwardly on it, and like I said, he'll be out for a while, and you know, next guy will have to step up.
Do you have a problem with the turf?
No.
Field?
Nope.
Could you talk about Merciless taking his place?
He went in there and did a good job, John. That's what I'm saying. You know, injuries in this league occur all the time. I mean, every team today is sitting here with injuries. That's just the nature of the game. It was a very physical football game on Sunday, and like we've said from day one, we're trying to put together the strongest roster possible. It's something that we work on every day, Rick Smith and myself. And in this case, Whitney Merciless went in there yesterday and did a nice job. He got pressure on the quarterback, played the run well, and he just needs to keep continuing to get better and better. And I think he'll do that.
Bill, he said that something kind of clicked over the last couple games, the last couple weeks for him. Is he a lot
different?
Whitney, yeah. Is he a lot different player than he was earlier in camp? Has he grown a lot in this system?
I've seen that, James. I think he's a very improved player over the last 2 or 3 weeks. He's a guy that, you know, he's coached very well with Mike Vrabel. Mike's a guy that's very detail-oriented with him, and I think he's learning the scheme. It's different than what he played in the previous scheme. So it's not the easiest thing to learn right away for some players, and he's improved over the last 2 weeks. And like I said, hopefully he'll continue to improve. He went in there yesterday and did a nice job for us on defense, and that's what we'll be looking for in the next few weeks.
Obviously, every player has a different skill set, so do you cater the position differently to him than you would Clowney, or is he going to do roughly the same thing you would do with Clowney?
That's another good question. I think you have to, with every player on our team, James, you have to really look at what their skill set is and what it is that they do best, whether it's Whitney Merciless or Dwayne Brown. You know, whatever it is that they do best, you're trying to fit your scheme to make sure that their skill set is accentuated in that scheme. So that's something that we'll do with all of our players.
Coach, earlier in the locker room today, a few players said when Clowney left the field, he was so upset and agitated because he knew there was a lot. It was his first game, just as any player would. But in the last 24 hours, how do you think he's just handled it and his poise in now dealing with an injury like this to start out the gate?
He's been good. He's a great kid. He's a resilient kid. He's been a good teammate since the day he walked in the door here. He was disappointed, obviously, when something like that happens to a young player, to any player. The immediate aftermath, you know, you're disappointed. But we've got great doctors here, and he'll be back. He'll be back. Will he be back tomorrow? No, he won't be back tomorrow. But he'll be back soon. And the next guy in there, Whitney Merciless, for instance, going to step up and play well in his place. So, like I said, these things happen. Every team deals with them. We're no different than any other team, and I think JD's handling it very well.
How frustrating! Bill, can you talk about Fitzpatrick over here?
Hey,
About Fitzpatrick's day and the pass protection he got up front, kind of what you saw.
You know, Fitz did a good job. He did what we asked him to do. He went out there and he managed the game. He made really good checks at the line of scrimmage. He's a smart guy. He's a really good teammate, good leader. He made really good decisions in the passing game. Even the decision that he made on a safety blitz early in the game, he got rid of the ball. It was not a good play call by me, and he got rid of the ball. He made good decisions like that the whole game. And you know, like I've said from day one, he's a hardworking guy, fun guy to coach, and we're just going to continue to work together and continue to try to put a good game plan together every week.
How frustrating is it, just not just for Clowney, but for the entire organization? He's been here a few months, and he's already had the sports hernia surgery, the concussion, and now this surgery. Just overall, how frustrating is that to have a young player who keeps having these issues?
It's football. You know, that's just the nature of the game, you know, and it's not a matter of frustration. It's a matter of, like I've said, you know, every team in the league today is dealing with injuries. And like I've said, you know, I think I've said it like three times now, is the next guy steps up. That's why you have a roster. That's why you try to put together the most competitive roster you can, so that the next guy goes in there and he can go in there and play well. And I think, like I said, when Whitney went in there yesterday, he did a nice job. And there'll be other guys. You know, there'll be Jason Ankra. You'll see him probably. I've had four questions about Jadeveon Clowney. Nobody's asked me about Brooks Reed at that position. Brooks Reed played one of the better games that I've seen an outside linebacker play in the near past because he went out there and played a very disciplined game, got good pressure on the quarterback, played good against the run game. Brooks was awarded a game ball along with J.J. Watt on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, there are guys in there. There's a lot of good players on this roster, and those guys are expected to go out and play well, and we're expected to coach them well.
Bill, I noticed yesterday you moved guys around the defense a bunch. Does having guys play in multiple spots, does that help mitigate the damage in a situation like this?
In our scheme, Albert, you have to be a multitasker. You have to be able to play in different spots. So if you're, you know, J.J. Watt's a good example. You know, he's a guy that can play all across the line of scrimmage, and sometimes he can play really far outside of a tight end and do different things out there. So, you know, guys like that, and there are many other guys like that. You look at a guy like Tim Jamison on defense, who can play nose and he can play end. Guys in the back end that can play corner and safety, you know, there are a couple guys that can do that for us. That's one of the things that's really important to us on a 53-man roster, and then on 46 on game day roster, that the guys are able to do more than one job. That's very, very important.
Does that mean that it's going to be more than one guy? But when you lose a guy like Clarence, that is probably the job is going to be split.
That's right. It's an interesting point, because it'll be split up within the different packages. You know, you go from the 34 package to a nickel package to a dime package to a penny package. I mean, we have a lot of different personnel groupings in which all of those jobs are divided up amongst different players.
You want your players obviously to celebrate after a win, but did they come back this morning? Did you feel focused on what's ahead of them?
I did, Randy. We came back into the team meeting and we showed them tape, and I felt like they were very focused. They were attentive, and they know from watching the tape that the coaching staff, myself, that we showed them this morning, that there's a lot of things we have to get better at. You know, it's one game, and it was a good start, but it's just a start. I mean, this is such a long season. You know, the team that you are right now is really probably not the team you're going to be in December. You know, there's so much improvement that has to be made in so many different areas. And our team understands that. We've got a bunch of great guys in that locker room. You know, that's one thing that as a coaching staff we talked about this morning. It's just a really good locker room. There are guys in there that want to do well, that want to improve, that know that they have to play better than they did yesterday in certain situations. And they were very attentive to that this morning.
Bill, it seemed like Posey had a good preseason. Was there a specific reason he didn't play in the game? Was it a numbers game? What was going on there?
Part of the game plan, we went with more DBs in this game, and we went with more linebackers in this game, so that affected other positions. Posey's working hard, and he had a decent week of practice last week, and he'll always be in the hunt to be in the game plan.
Bill, will the Ray Rice thing cause you to reemphasize to your players about what can happen to them if they don't do what you guys tell them?
Well, we you know, here with the Houston Texans, you know, we have a zero tolerance policy for domestic abuse, and that, there's no question about that. You know, we talk to our players all the time about, you know, how they represent this organization and what this organization means, not only to the city of Houston, but to the National Football League. So I believe we have a really good locker room of high character guys, and, you know, we continue to educate them on things that we think are important.
You talked last week about making adjustments as quickly as you possibly could. Sorry, right to your right.
The microphone's messing me up today.
There you go. Yeah, we're throwing you off. Tricks. Second half, much better on third down conversions, and particularly that final drive where you ate up a lot of the clock. Was that specific adjustments that you made or just good fortune?
Yeah, we were, I think we were 1-for-6 in the first half on third down, which is not good. So we went in at halftime and we looked at what we were doing on third down, and we felt like it was more execution than it was the plays. So we talked to the players about, hey, look, we're going to continue to do some similar things here. We just need to execute a little bit better, whether it was the protection or the route running or the read of the play. So I think the guys went out there in the second half and executed much better on third down on offense.
Bill, there was a video after, it was like post-game in the locker room that the Texans posted. It showed you saying, hey, this is Texans football and, you know, get used to it. What are you trying to deliver there in terms of Texans football and it, whether it's special teams, defense, et cetera?
Yeah, I'm not always real thrilled about those locker room videos. But, no, I do them for Coop. No. You know, what I was trying to say there was that I want the players to understand what it takes to win in this league. Every week, it's a very, very difficult challenge. That's the one thing that's always stood out to me about the NFL, is that every single week, it's a really good coaching staff on the other sideline. It's a really good bunch of players, and every week's different. It's a different challenge, and the players need to understand each and every week what it takes to win. It's an opportunistic defense. It's all three phases working together. It's the ability to run the ball when you have to run the ball. It's 4-minute offense at the end when you have a lead. You have to be able to keep the ball. And I wanted them to understand that and to get used to that feeling of, look, this is what we need to do to win. And I think that the guys are understanding that, and we try to show it to them on tape and continue to educate them on what it takes to win.
You got a game ball, right?
Who?
Didn't you get a game ball?
Mr. McNair gave me a game ball, and I was very appreciative of that, and I quickly turned it over to the team because I think it's a team ball. But I was very appreciative of Mr. McNair giving me that.
Were you surprised that he did that?
I was surprised, yeah, I was. I think people here understand, you know, how much respect I have for Bob McNair and the type of organization that he runs here. And when you work for a guy like that, you want to win. You want to win for a guy like that. And I was happy that he, you know, and honored that he gave me the game ball, but I felt like the players, you know, we were all in it together. You know, each guy in that locker room, and even the practice squad guys and the injured guys that came down to the locker room after the game, everybody's in this thing together, and it was a good scene there at the end.
What are your thoughts on the NCAA lifting the bowl ban for Penn State today?
Kevin just told me that outside. I think that's great news for Penn State. Penn State is a fantastic place. It's a great education, great football program. A lot of good people have done a lot of great things over there over the last couple of years to make sure that that they've learned from the past mistakes and understood that that's a special place. And so I feel very happy for Penn State, and mostly I feel happy for the players and the coaching staff that's there now.
Bill, Brian Cushing said he was more or less on, he called it like a pitch count for the game. How did you guys come up with that, and then what's going to be the plan moving forward? Is that going to be a thing that goes on for a couple of weeks, or it could be outside?
We're going to look at that every week, James. You know, he hadn't played football in a while. And he's coming back off of significant knee injury from last year, and he's had a really good rehab, and I think it's important not to just throw him in there and let him go play 80, 85 plays in a game. I think it's what's best for the player, what's best for Brian Cushing is to manage him back through these first few weeks. But we'll look at it every single week to determine by game plan and by how he feels. It's all in consultation with him to determine how much he plays each and every week. Oh, yeah, that's difficult to do, yeah. No, he wants to be out there. And you know, I think in critical situations, you know, he will be out there.
Bill, after this was over last night, were you able to make it to the Brown thing? And what was that like for you?
That was unbelievable. I was very appreciative of that. You know, a bunch of good guys that, we played together at Brown. We didn't play on too many good teams, but we had a lot of laughs together. And I think there were about 100 of them, and they went to a cookout over at Dave Cromack's house. Dave Cromack's guy that played with us, graduated in 92 and lives in Houston. So we're very thankful for him for hosting that, and we had some laughs. And I stayed for about an hour and came home. So, but it was fun.
I imagine you guys looked at a lot of quarterbacks before the draft. You're going up against Derek Carr this coming week. What was your pre-draft evaluation of
him? Good player, accurate passer, smart player, instinctive player. Good size, a guy that you could tell knew his offense and knew how to run his offense, and seemed to me to be a guy that was definitely going to be able to play pro football. And you can see that, you know, obviously Coach Allen has a lot of confidence in him to name him a starter as a rookie. You know, obviously he's gone in there and done a good job.
Bill, you had your inactive and injured players over here on your left. Your inactive and injured players not on the sidelines during the game. Do you think there can be some value for them to be down there, especially a guy like Savage, just to be with the other guys or with the other quarterbacks just in general?
They're in the stadium. They're at the game. But I think it's important for the people on the sideline for most games. Sometimes that'll change. Some certain games I may do something different. But for the most part, it's important that the guys on the sideline are the 46 guys in the game plan.